When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back into Sports Talk as we're rocking and rolling here at the Treasure Chest Casino, getting ready for Thursday night football between the Green Bay Packers and Detroit Lions.
The Packers would want to play them tonight.
Sure, I got the Giants on the brain because we have their beat writer Ryan Novosinski on the line right now from NJ.com. Thank you so much for the time tonight, Ryan. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, but I don't know, man. That's kind of an insult you just slung at the Packers there.
Yeah, you're right about that. Ryan, this has been just a bad year for the Giants all the way across the board. And then you lose your best player in Dexter Lawrence to the elbow injury. And it's kind of an insult to the injury, so to speak. But do they do one thing really well on either offense or defense?
Well, they did. And that was, they're a good pass rushing team, but a lot of that, and you know, this is kind of a testament to the player he was because of Dexter Lawrence, right? He was as a nose tackle, he's still able to rank really high up there in sacks and pressures across the league. You take that away, and you still got to play the games and everything like that, and the players, it still matters to the players, but. There's not much to even like pick apart with this Giants team anymore the rest of the season, man. It's kind of interesting the way that things have kind of transpired. But no, to answer your question, it's pass rush, but now that's kind of taken away because of that wrecking ball in the middle there that is now gone.
There's not a lot of meat left on the bone, so to speak. Malik Nabers, we saw him. I saw him from high school, and then he goes to LSU. And he never really had that issue at LSU. And while he's still a big play guy and he's an outstanding receiver, man, he got the dropsies. It's either 9 or 10 he's had this year. And that's unusual for him because he wasn't noted for that in high school or in college.
No, certainly not. And that was one of the things that, like you said, that was an issue that I didn't think that we would see this season. And it kind of has crept in. Now, granted, the quarterbacks that have been thrown to him this season, you got Daniel Jones, you got Drew Lock, and you got Tommy DeVito. Obviously, it's Drew Lock now. That's kind of, that can almost really explain that there. But it's definitely an issue that I didn't expect to see. You expect him to kind of be that gamer-type wide receiver that really transcends. I think with a better quarterback in there, you'll start to see that dwindle a little bit. And listen, you look at the top of the league, I think it's Amari Cooper that leads the league in drops, and he's obviously a talented wide receiver. CeeDee Lamb ranks up there. Heck, him and CeeDee were having kind of a drops-off on Thanksgiving there for a little bit. But, it's come to hurt them also this year, too. I mean, there was the Commanders game in week two, that crucial drop at the end of the game. I think it was near like the 10-yard line by Nabers. That really, cost the team a win pretty much. Another thing I thought would translate from LSU that hasn't is just his yards after catch ability. And that, that's another thing that I think this offseason, whatever it is he's got to work on, it's the obviously the catching and then, maybe the endurance or what else, what have you, the strength to break some of these tackles. I just thought a little bit more. He's been incredible, but, there's you thought there would be a little bit more maybe.
Daniel Jones situation, which was a cluster, from almost day one. How much of that you blame on head coach GM or was ownership involved with that, with Daniel Jones?
Yeah, this was weird from the get-go, right? It was, you know, you have the player, obviously, you, going into the season, you knew that the injury guarantee was there, right? If he got injured and it was bad enough, the Giants were going to be on the hook for upwards to $23 million. Same thing, Derek Carr experienced the same thing in Vegas a couple years ago. So you have that in mind, and then it's kind of the question that's lingering on, right? Are they going to put Daniel Jones in bubble wrap, right? The general manager, Joe Shane, was asked about this as early as training camp. So then, you know, they start losing, obviously, and they start losing in droves, and then it really starts to come head on. So then, you know, a couple weeks ago now, when they finally made the decision to do it, it just dragged on, right? You thought that it was going to be like Carr in when he was with the Raiders, where, you know, you just tell him kind of, hey, pack your bags, like, you're done, whatever. But apparently it turns out the player has to be the one to volunteer that almost. Now, what's interesting about Jones is that he was still willing to waive his injury guarantee to stay with the Giants, but I think the Giants didn't really want kind of the sideshow to continue on. And then you see, you know, it stretches on into the week. He gets benched on Monday. He gets released on Friday. And then they lose 30-7, and then they lose the next game to Dallas, obviously. So it hasn't been a lot of winning. But, yes, I would say there's blame to be put on a lot here. But, you know, it's obviously ownership and management that gave him the contract in the first place.
So they basically, they in the Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward sweepstakes at this point. And they may have a high enough pick to get either one. The way the season's playing out for them. So quarterback would certainly be top of the list for them to go after. Other than that, the running back position, and I first got told about Tyron with Drew Brees, and because he saw him at Purdue, and he was like, Mike, right. I think he's a really good football player. He said he doesn't have a lot of mileage on him as a runner, and he's been, from what I've watched, man, he does a nice job. Now, he's got to be more protective of the football in heavy traffic. But he is kind of a tall-in-the-saddle runner. He's got a nice gait, sees the field well, and can get up there. He's been a nice surprise for them as a middle-round pick.
Ball security is job security. I just messed up the phrase a little bit there. But, yeah, no, he's definitely been a revelation for this Giants team. I mean, this 2024 draft class in general has kind of been, you know, one of the strong suits for general manager Joe Shane. It's probably the reason that, you know, if he does keep his job after the season, that people will point to this draft class because of, you know, how good it was. Although, you know, I don't think it's really good enough for him to keep his job, but that's a story for another day. Speaking on Tracy, though, specifically, like you said, I mean, Drew Brees saw it, you know, obviously the Purdue connection there. At Purdue, I just wrote a story on this very recently. He had to take a big gamble. He was, for 5 out of his 6 years in college, he played wide receiver. So in his senior year, his super senior year, pretty much, super senior year, he had to make a gamble. Okay, what do I do? Do I, you know, switch to running back? His running back coach that he knew pretty well was really, you know, insistent on that. He does that, and then he, you know, leads the Big Ten in yards per carry, and the rest is history. Obviously, he's with the Giants now, and he's pretty much doing a fine job in replacing Saquon Barkley, although that, you know, Giants obviously will not agree with that. And John Mara certainly won't agree with that, as, you know, he sees Saquon Barkley possibly winning the MVP this year, and he's just not sleeping well at night. He's not.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Yeah, you basically stole the question I was going to ask because, man, when you lose a guy that is having that huge season and for a division rival, and, you know,
the knife goes even deeper,
man,
right?
It's down to you can feel where the wood is on the knife. That has to be a huge story in New York of how Saquon got away when it looked as though that wouldn't have been a lot more money, so to speak, for them to kick in to have him to stay.
No, not at all. And this is, here's the deal. I don't think that it was necessarily a bad decision to let Saquon walk, to have Saquon leave, just because the Giants are a rebuilding team, and they obviously with the running back position and their line, especially the way that it is now with all the injuries, I just don't know that he would have been as productive with the Giants than, you know, the is of the Eagles. But, and there's a huge but there, he went to the Eagles. Like, that's the one thing. And, you know, we do these stories whenever he first came and he had his homecoming, so to speak, where he rushed for 176 yards, almost put college-type numbers up on the Giants. That's the one takeaway. All these we did these fan stories, right? We talked to these fans and you know, really gauged their opinion on it. The one thing they said was, look, if he went to Chicago, if he went to Seattle, wherever, New Orleans, we'll even throw New Orleans in there. Obviously, they won't need him, but just to throw a random team, it would have been fine. But he went to Philly, and now he's an MVP in Philly. And you just see it every time. I mean, he's running like every time he's got a chip on his shoulder. And he very clearly does, because how very publicly all this played out, you could just tell that there's that revenge factor for Saquon.
Ryan, the defense of this Giants team, like you said, has been able to get pressure, the sacks on quarterbacks, but they're not getting the takeaways. And I find it wild looking at the numbers. They got one interception on the year, and that's from a linebacker, nothing from the secondary. What's up with that?
The secondary play is bad, Steve. I can tell you that one.
Well, here's the funny thing, man. It's not even like a household name linebacker either. And I'm not even saying like I'm talking a household name for even the, you know, most sicko of all Giants said, this is Darius Musau who had this. Like, that is just something that it's going to be a trivia question one day, because this is now an NFL record. It's really, really bad. Yeah, the secondary has been a really, really weak spot this, you know, this season. And heck, their number one corner, Deontay Banks, he didn't practice today. So I don't, and you know, even he's had his effort called into question a ton this year. I don't think that this – I think this record might, you know, stand pat this week against New Orleans. I don't think that any of these guys are going to step up and pick off Derek Carr there. But, you know, yeah, man, it's – things are really bleak there. Again, I you got to take a quarterback this draft. But, man, oh, man, if they could punt on that question, I think they would – there's a ton of other position needs that they need right now, and that starts and ends really with the quarterback, the number one cornerback position especially.
They made the deal to get Brian Burns. We saw him here. Saw him back in high school and in the college at Florida State, and he was outstanding pass rusher. He's a little thin-based, and teams will run at him to calm his nerves when he's trying to get off the edge as a pass rusher. To me, I don't know if he used the term disinterested, but he doesn't seem to be the most focused guy like we had saw when he was in Carolina, where he was a real menace there. Either with a pressure or a sack, and the thoughts of how that deal went down, how would you evaluate Brian this year?
Well, this year I think it's been kind of a disappointment, obviously, comparatively speaking to obviously the cost that it got him. And that's not even the trade. The trade is what it was, right? You spend a lot, but honestly, in a way, they kind of got a steal for it, you know, compared to the deal the Rams were going to give him. Two first-round picks they were going to give up for Brian Burns just a couple years ago, and the Panthers said no. It's definitely been a bit of a letdown, although, you know, he does have, you know, he shows glimpses here and there, like you said, though, you know, kind of a slim guy, kind of a guy that you know, isn't necessarily making as much noise as you know, you would think for that contract, right? I think, honestly, what the deal with him is, he's 26, right? This was not just a win-now move, obviously, for, you know, the Giants. You know, I don't think they expected to win now this season. This was maybe, you know, a route to see, all right, we want Brian Burns to grow with our franchise, right? We don't know if he can be that transcendent kind of edge rusher like a Khalil Mack, right? When they made the Khalil Mack trade a couple years ago, or several years ago, obviously, that took them from, you know, being that took the Bears from having, you know, just an all right defense to, okay, this is kind of transcends the team, that becomes their identity. I don't know if that necessarily was the mindset there. With the Giants, obviously you want that to happen, but I think that having Brian Burns grow around a Dexter Lawrence, grow around a Kayvon Thibodeau, and kind of be, you know, in his ear a little bit, saying, you know, hey, you got to, you know, be better at your job too. Having them all grow together, I think that's kind of the idea with the Burns trade.
Ryan, looking at this team too, obviously with the disappointment, they going to press the reset button in a big way, getting rid of head coach and GM or one of them, you think, going into next season?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, I go back and forth with it every week, right? Because John Mara sits there and he makes the big proclamation that, you know, they're safe, right? He said that after Saquon embarrassed the Giants, he sat there at a hall in New York City where he had a media availability. We were all there. And he said that he will not make changes during the season, and he does not anticipate making any changes this offseason. Now, that word anticipate held a lot of weight there, right? Let's see if – because I think, you know, they haven't won a game since then. If they lose out since then, I don't think there's any way that John Mara is going to stick to his guns there, because this is one of, I believe, if they go 2-15, this is one of six Giants teams, and this is their 100th season ever to just win two games. John Mara has too much pride in order to let that continue. And I know that in that same press conference, he said, hey, I wish I was a little bit more patient. The press conference was for a documentary about his father, Wellington Mara, obviously, and he said, something I wish I took away from my father was, you know, practicing a little bit more patience, right? But, again, let's see how patient he is when he sees a 2-15 record, potentially, with all these injuries, man. I mean, the Giants are really beaten up right now. They're 2-10, but, you know, and they were bad before, but they're going to be really bad after this, man.
Yeah, and Ryan, I'm a Jersey boy. I'm wondering how those Big Blue Nation's doing over there. They got the two wins on the season and none at home, so I know the fans have to be fuming.
They are fired up, man. You know, I think the problem is right now, the worst thing that can happen to a team, especially for a John Mara-led team in their 100th season, their centennial season, is for fan apathy to set in. Look, they can boo all they want, and I think, you know, obviously the owner's not going to root for that, but it shows that the fan base is still there, still cares, right? If these fans, if the seats start getting empty, and I'm sure they will towards the end of the season here, I mean, watch out. That's when business is impacted by, you know, the management's decisions, that's when you'll really start to see Mara's call to action, so to speak, towards making changes in the offseason.
Ryan, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it. And I'd say enjoy the game on Sunday, but I know it's probably going to be an ugly slugfest between these two.
Gentlemen, I think it will be. I think it's going to be one of those classic rock fights. Hopefully I can stay up. I certainly almost did not on Thanksgiving after eating all of Jerry's food.
Thank you, Ryan.
That was Ryan Novosinski, New York Giants reporter for NJ.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.